to gently close your eyes, place your feet flat on the floor, and your spine straight. And we'll begin by taking in three deep cleansing breaths. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Once again, deeply in and slowly out. Continue with your rhythmic breathing and let us acknowledge the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, active in our lives and affairs, our nation and our world. And we decree our oneness with this power as we each have been made in the image and the likeness of God. Everyone a child of God, everyone an heir to God's kingdom. Relax your neck and shoulders and let the chair totally support your bodies. Heavenly Father, we do give thanks for these few moments in the silence to listen to that still small voice, to receive guidance, to receive answers to our prayers and to our questions. We know you are with us. You promised you would never leave us. At the very core of our beings, we feel your loving presence, like a gentle breeze on a warm summer day. Your tender touch, Holy Spirit, comforts and soothes us. In the quiet of prayer with you, we explore the recesses of our souls and bring any feeling of sorrow or despair into the light of your presence. Here we release all burdens. We let go of hurts. We let go of pain. We let go of worries and feelings that would keep us from experiencing your love. As we let go of concerns, Holy Spirit, your love rushes in to comfort us, assuring us that you care. In your loving presence, God, we are filled with a peace that is beyond compare. Thank you for the comfort and your tender touch. I invite you to join me on our journey to the secret place of the Most High, our place of peace, love, faith, and joy. It is a place in consciousness where we can enter into at any time when we want to feel that communion with Spirit. So we make our way to that door, but before we do, we must release some things. Some emotions that are not serving us, some mental thinking that is not serving us, and perhaps there is physical baggage that is not serving us that we're dragging around. So we let it all go, let it fall away, and we take a step through that door, and as we do, we feel that love and that light flowing over us, healing us, lifting us, comforting us, bringing joy, more joy into our lives. We take a seat. We open up the heart centers to allow those blessings to flow through and back out into our world. Let's be in the silence just for a moment without the sound of my voice. And use this precious time to pray, to receive answers to your prayers, and to be still. Heavenly Father, we do give thanks that you have heard our prayers and you have answered them as you always do. Guide our feet this coming week. Guide our words. Guide our actions. Let us be the divine expression of your love to our world. For all these gifts, we continue to give thanks in the name and nature of our elder brother and way-shower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen.